the gift of God and not of works of the soul. That's what the little exercise is. The Bible focuses upon how we got to be in Christ. Who's primary responsible for why we're in Christ? God. In fact, go back up to chapter 1, Jesus chapter 1. He's never the question verses before. For he, God, chose us in him to fight before the creation of the world. He chose us before the foundation of the world. Love and Christ. In love, he, verse 5, he predestined us. He predestined us before the world to be adopted as his son. Jesus Christ. And this was in accordance with how good we were. What? The way you view the world, the way you look at the world. You see, there are people out there who are no great. Do not believe in God. If you view the world that way, is that going to affect the way you live? Okay. Is that going to affect your moral and spiritual character? Yeah. But on the other hand, there's another worldview that says there is God. He is the transformation of all things.
together. Who is it that sustains the creation? So because of the fall, man, it ought to all, there should have been a big bang. But it shouldn't have been the start of creation. It should have been the end of it. But it doesn't do that because Christ holds it together in His mercy and grace. Isaiah 46:3, listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain the house of Israel, and you're the spiritual seed of Abraham.
Whom I have upheld, look here, you whom I have upheld. And after that, we have a new series coming up. The new series is on the credibility of Scripture. The
reliability of Scripture.
How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? That's coming up in a couple of weeks. So let's close today and bow in prayer. Father, thank you.